win a couple games and you're all that in a bag of chips, and then you lose a couple and you're the other thing. So it's water off a duck's back.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
Can someone please call in or text in and tell me what the hell that means? I don't want to Google it or ask ChatGPT. It's Gabe Ramirez here on the Victory Monday. And what a day do we have in store for you here on 670 The Score. Phone lines are open. We're ready to hear from you. 312-644-6767. Bears beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-18. Caleb Williams had himself a day, as you, depending on how you'd like to call it. He did have the fumble, which not a lot of people were talking about. They're quick to mention the one touchdown, no interception, but not the fumble. 17 for 23, 157 yards, 106 QB rating. The darling of the Bears offense, DeAndre Swift. 16 rushes, 93 yards, one touchdown. Had that long scamper for 36, and then leading the team in targets and receptions yesterday. Seven targets, seven catches, 72 yards. Clearly, it was his lucky day. Long for 27-yard strike, or excuse me, that was some yak right there. Averaged about 10 and some change. Got the interview post-game with Christina Pink. It was great. It was beautiful to see. It's exactly what you wanted right there. But like Flu said, it's like water off a duck's back.
You win a couple games and you're all that in a bag of chips, and then you lose a couple and you're the other thing. So it's water off a duck's back.
It's like I'm talking to my uncle.
You win a couple games and you're all that in a bag of chips.
Wrong button. Quote of the year, Matt Eberflus.
Quote of the year.
Quote of the year.
I mean, you know when you talk to your older uncle or aunt, and they're still using like bomb.com or something like that. Like they're using an old saying. And you're like, okay, no big deal. It's your aunt or your uncle, and they're trying to be hip. But to say one week you're all that in a bag of chips, and then next week you're the other thing, what's the other thing?
You win a couple games and you're all that in a bag of chips, and then you lose a couple and you're the other thing. So it's water off a duck's back.
Must not mean much of anything. All right, 312. 644-6767. Phone lines are open. Definitely want to get your thoughts and opinions on this Bears game, man. A lot of things to talk about with this Bears squad. But I teased before the break, you know, what was the average yards to go for Bears on third down? Today they were 3 for 9. They're 17 for 51 on the season, 33% through four games. Right around the middle of the pack. But put it in perspective, let's say the Packers, they're converting third downs at a 42.9% clip. But the issue is the yards to go, and that's where the Bears have struggled on first and second down. We've seen it with the inability to run the ball through the first couple of the games. But the Bears' average yards to go on third down, 7.3. Think about that for a second. 7.3? You might as well. I mean, what are you doing on first and second down? That's the issue there. So Bears certainly got to clean that up. I feel like they have, and you heard Caleb Williams mention, hey, if the run is working, let's stick with the run. If the pass is working, let's stick with the pass. And I think we saw a lot of back-to-backs today via Shane Waldron, and it kind of worked out. But I want to hear what you have to say about the game. What do you feel like stood out to you after this Bears victory? And do the Bears, after this week, because last week you weren't saying playoffs, but after this victory, is there a different level of believability there because of how they won the game? 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Antonio out in Aurora. What's up, my guy?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
You know I saw the last name, and I knew exactly who it was. But get off your mom's phone plan, all right? Yeah, Celeste, or is that your wife's name? No, it's not. So get off your mom's phone.
Hey, bro, the economy's tough, brother. Anyway, I can save some money, I'll do it.
We are in a recession right now. Holla at me. I know you're watching this game closely. So what were your thoughts about this whole thing?
Listen, week after week, only positive, bro. It's going up. Week after week, it's been looking better. And like I told your producer over there, if it keeps going at this rate, thoughts and prayers to the rest of the league because it's over. It's going to be a wrap. It's not only the North. It's going to be the NFL.
Okay. But what gives you that confidence, right? What area of the Bears team makes you the most confident about that assessment?
Well, look, you know the defense is on lock. It's doing what it can with what we have on offense, obviously. But the offense, I just like the progression of Caleb Williams so far. Obviously, that's the big piece right there. And earlier, I heard you talking about the whole DJ Moore Roma Dunze relationship.
Yes,
I need to see that Roma Dunze one blow up because you don't draft him, you know, top 10 for second. You hope that one day Roma Dunze becomes number one, becomes that elite, that Mike Evans ish, where you anything you throw to that man is coming down with him. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Yeah, I think there's focus there. I mean, obviously, Roma Dunze, 6'3", love that. I mean, you want that. And for those of you that are just listening, I've been posing the question all show, whose relationship do you want to be stronger? The one between Caleb and DJ Moore or the one between Caleb and Roma Dunze? Because both, obviously, under contract for some years. Listen, the offense, without a doubt, looks better. You saw it in the second half of the Colts game. Leading into today, just better overall from like a major standpoint there. But still room for improvement. But to say that the whole NFL needs to be looking out, it's a bold statement there for a guy like Caleb Williams.
No, because honestly, look, the way that, you know, social media and everybody just bags on this man, they're hoping for the downfall. Like, we really hope they're not, you know, when we were getting ready to draft this man, all the hype around him, they were hoping he would not live up to it. Now you hear Jaden Daniels is over Caleb Williams and all this other junk. Like, hey, bro, I respect it because I'd be scared too if I was a fan of another team, specifically in the NFC North.
Yeah, the NFC North is, you know, you see the Vikings playing well. Obviously, they were in a barn burner yesterday with the Packers. But the Bears, man, I don't know. Don't tell me you're expecting, like, what are you expecting from them? How many wins?
This season or
this season, this season. Because you seem to be on the hype train right now.
I was the guy, you know, yelling 11 at the beginning of the year, but I'll take a smooth 9.
A smooth 9? You're okay. Put a smooth 9 and a moonwalk into the playoffs? Nothing wrong with that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, like I said, if it's going up week after week, we finally got DeAndre Swift going. You know, I'm a fan of Roschon. I like Roschon. I hated that we didn't really implement him those first 2 weeks like that. Another guy, like, what's the point in drafting if you're not going to use him? So I think that 1-2 punch is actually it's going to come along. And, you know, Cole Kmet, hey, bro, it's time to look like that, you know, blue chip player that we drafted you to be. Can't be taking the season off when we got Caleb Williams now. Oh, don't let me down.
Harsh right there. All right, Tone. It's great to talk to you, man. Good hearing from you, brother. Hopefully, Luna's doing all right, too.
Oh, yeah. No. She's doing great. I hope you and the kids are doing well. I saw it's your daughter's birthday. Happy birthday to your daughter.
Yeah, you know.
And best of luck to you, Gabe.
Appreciate you, Tone, man. Talk to you soon, brother. 312-644-6767. I got people in the streets going to work, grinding. I got people coming home from work. I got people all the time texting in, doing everything. I want to talk to you, though. It's been interesting, man. The text messages are coming in. A lot of people saying different things about Flus. I think if you're to take one thing away from Coach Eberflus, you can say, is he overmatched? I mean, yes. All right, fine. You could say that. But that's just off of sheer experience. Do I think that Coach Eberflus, if he continues on this path, he himself can be a really good coach, like a consistent coach that's just, you know, yes. Why? Because I think he does the right things to continue to make his team better. He's not complacent in the least bit. He doesn't strike me as a guy that when things are going good, then he's just, you know, hitting the Dougie under the disco ball and making people think that everything's okay. He doesn't strike me as that guy.
Do you still think he has a little bit more stress on his plate because he has to call the defense as well?
I think the stress comes on his plate because he understands if he doesn't finish above 500, he might lose his. He more than likely will lose his job.
But I completely get that. But like the in-game management, do you think that has an effect because he's still trying to figure out what to do, adjustments to make defensively.
No, I think I'll just use myself as an example. I think that, so like me, I come from a producing background, right? I used to produce morning shows, did it all the time. So now when I got in behind the mic and was like doing shows, I still like to do producer stuff. Even though it's time consuming, even though I still do it because it's what I like to do. I feel like I have a good grasp on it. There's things that I feel like I can do better than. Like, Tyler, you know my Excel sheet. I have an open Excel sheet for all producers that work at the Score so that way they can know what I'm thinking about for my show. And I also have it like spread out during weeks so that if they're going to book a guest, they don't book the same guest twice in 1 week. Things like that. I did that because I like doing that. It's producer stuff. Does that take away from my show? Absolutely not. And I think Flus, it's the same thing. He loves it so much. It is not a task for him. It doesn't stress him. He knows he can do that, especially with his assistant or with the defense coordinator there, that he can do that. And he feels confident enough as a leader of men to handle the coaching responsibilities as well. But when I see him in front of the podium saying, even after a win, this is a good win. Most Bears fans are extremely happy with how this thing played out. He gets up to the mic the same way. You know, there's a lot of things we need to work on. Just like a loss, we're going to go back, look at the tape, and find out, because that's what you have to do. He's chasing perfection in himself, in his team, in his coaches. He's chasing it. He genuinely wants to be there.
It's like water off a duck's back.
That's the greatest. That might have been the greatest little callback you've ever done. That was, what the hell is that? No one's even texted in about that.
Because I don't think anybody knows.
5-7. I could just chat GPT it, but I just don't want to. 574 says, what Flus is saying about the other thing, or as Bears fans praise when things work, but when it goes bad, Bears fans say Waldron sucks and fire him. I'm still not saying, I mean, Waldron did suck. I think that's what they were saying. I don't think nobody was saying fire him. Even Waldron would probably say he sucks.
They don't fire coaches in season. I think people know that they weren't gonna
fire Waldron.
Yeah, they weren't gonna cut the cord.
Everyone looked like an idiot if they did that. And they would never do anything like that.
But to your point, Gabe, everything is this season so far, from week 1 to week 4. Caleb Williams, same thing, especially, but even the play calling too and the continuity, just from half to half, everything looked a lot more better in rhythm, in sync, as just a whole unit.
You mean, listen, when you convert third downs and you keep plays going, when your defense is performing at a high level, I think when the checkdowns are working, you saw that from Caleb.
Running the football
well. Things were working on offense where, even despite being 3-for-9 on third downs, they had sustained drives. They were moving the ball down the field confidently. And there was a level of believability. I was talking about my sheet where I go over the game, you know, play by play, and I do it specifically so I can see how many third downs and how many. I have my 1-2-3s on my paper, right, or on my document, and it allows me to see how certain drives were playing out. And when you're looking at the Bears, you know, a lot of threes. Rams, not so much. You know, a lot of first downs on. Getting first downs on first, getting first downs on second, and not necessarily having to wait all the way to third. Bears, on the other hand, weren't necessarily that. After halftime, that's when things changed. So, yeah, you need to get in the rhythm, and it has to be that. But, again, everybody wants to do that. 815 says, buddy, everybody knows, except you, what water off a duck back means. It doesn't mean the water doesn't get the duck wet. Meaning you can't let it get you either way. I still don't even understand that. All right, we're going to take a break, but I want to take some phone calls. That's what I really want to do. Because phone calls, you know what they're like. They're like water off a duck's back. 312-644-6767. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. I am Gabe Ramirez. I kick things off midnight to 5 a.m. Dustin Rhodes is coming up with the pregame show. Less than 45 minutes at 5 o'clock at the top of the hour. That leads you right into Mullion Hall. They have some amazing guests for you. Olin Krutz at 7, DJ Moore at 8. Did you hear that? Then later in the afternoon, Jalen Johnson, Spiegel and Holmes, 5 o'clock appointment radio. Set your alarms because you're not going to want to miss it. I'll fill you in on what else is going on in the score, and I want to hear from you as well because I want to get your thoughts on this Bears victory. 312-644-6767. Your phone calls next right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are you thinking, what are they thinking?
I definitely felt disrespected.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
It's kind of similar to when Jordan says, I took that personally. Montez Sweat chiming in post-game and saying to Mark Grody, he felt disrespected when Sean McVay threw a tight end and a running back at him, and he had to make him pay, and he certainly did with the strip sack fumble for the Chicago Bears. Bears take the victory 24-18 against the Los Angeles Rams. Big victory for the Bears. Gets them back to 500, and we're going to be talking about it all day here on 670 The Score, especially our brand new show making their debut today. Did you hear? Bernstein and Harris. That's right. Tune in today starting at 10 o'clock for the debut show of Bernstein and Harris on The Score. They're going to continue their Bears coverage, and they'll be joined by Anthony Herron at 11 and then Dan Wiederer at noon. It's going to be a great show. Marshall Harris finally off his boot that he was in. Tyler, did you hear about this? Marshall Harris was in a boot here when he was, you know, filling in and working with Dan a couple of weeks ago. People are like, how'd you hurt your foot? Well, he was playing basketball with Gabe. I'm telling you, man, three-room, two Mondays get serious. And I try to tell people, if you come, we get physical. But he hurt his heel. So, but he's out of a boot. He's ready to go to give you the goods today. Make sure you check him out. 10 o'clock, Bernstein and Harris. It's going to be some great stuff. And I want to hear some great stuff from you guys. What did you think about this Bears game? You're heading to work? You're heading to the gym? Or you're heading home? I know you want to talk about this game. Phone lines are open. Text lines open. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Mo out in Hampshire. Mo, what were some of your takeaways from this game?
What's up, man? Good morning. Few things. You mentioned the average of 7.3 yards on third down average for the Bears.
Yes.
I think that has a lot to do with penalties, so it's hard to convert your third downs when your offensive line or others just not being on the same page. That's my take on that.
Yeah, but Mo,
no?
You, I didn't say no.
Okay.
I said, yeah. And then I said, but that all gets factored in. You can't just eliminate pre-snap penalties if we're going to talk about what's their third in yards to go. That is factored into that. That is a variable that comes into play in the algorithm of what your yards to go are. You can't just take that out, right? So it's everything that goes into play there and why the Bears. It's not only is it the play calling, not only is it the inability of the run to get established early, but it's also pre-snap penalties that put you in that position, certainly.
What's the average, the league average? Was it like 5 point something, 4 point something for
most teams? The Bears were at 24th in the league at 7.3. So, I mean, they're definitely towards the bottom.
I am happy about the win. I think the game is starting to slow down for Caleb, and happy that he didn't have any turnovers. I want to chime in on the phrase that Matt Eberflus mentioned about water. What do you say again? Water.
Water off of Doug's back. It's an idiom.
So that means like, it doesn't have an effect on the team when the team loses. You know, it's kind of like you ever wash your car and you're going to spray, after you wash your car, you spray Rain-X on your windshield. And, you know, when it rains, the raindrops just bounces off your windshield.
Sure.
It's kind of like that, right?
Sure.
You know, because I don't know what the duck's feathers made out of. So,
yeah, I mean, in that particular moment, Mo, he was talking about not necessarily the players are winning and losing. He's talking about Shane Waldron. So he himself
right.
needs to be the guy that lets the water fall off his back, like the idiom states. Let me ask you this. You like his idioms, but do you like Coach Eberflus's coaching?
I didn't say I like his idioms, but I'm fine with Matt Eberflus. I mean, I'm willing to give him a chance. You mentioned that if he does finish the year under 500, he could lose his job.
More than likely.
Which I wouldn't mind either, but I don't have any ill on Matt. But if he can find a better coach at the end of the year, then I'm all for it, right? Whatever makes the team better.
Yeah, I mean, if he does not perform, that will be the case. I think in the present, I have no problem with Coach Eberflus and how he manages the team now. Like right now, in the present, what he's done from the moment he got here to where he's at, mm-hmm. I have no problem with it. I think he's consistent. I think he's headed in the right direction. I think given a better team, he finds a way to get the best out of his players. And, yeah, so I have no problem with him, and that's why he stuck around. Obviously, his contract as well. But I think overall, I have no issue with it. Do you now that the Bears won their game against the Rams, do you view them as a playoff contender? Like, has it changed your mind about them over the first three games?
Didn't change my mind. I do have a good feeling at the beginning of the year they have a good chance of making the playoffs. If you look at the first four games, everyone could have predicted, oh, okay, they could be 2-2 or 3-1, and you probably thought the first two games you'll win against the Tennessee and lose against Houston, but with the Colts and today's game against the Rams, you could have thought, okay, either team win 1-1 on that, so you come out 2-2, and it looks positive next week going against, who is it, Carolina?
Yep, Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, so 3-2, my prediction. Glad we covered the spread today. Won some money. So, yeah, I mean, we all should be smiling today, right?
Yeah, it's a
victory Monday.
It's a victory Monday, Mo. Make sure you're hanging out with me next week. Hopefully, it'll be the same. I'll be working overnights so that way we can get everything off of our chests. But hopefully, it's about the continued growth of this Chicago Bears team. So I got you from midnight to 5. Coming up in a half an hour, Dustin Rhodes, the pregame show, and then that leads you right into Mully and Hall. After that, you're going to get a little brand new show. Bernstein and Harris kicks off today, 10 a.m. And then after them, another new show that's just new. Spiegel and Holmes will be hanging out. So we got a full day. And then obviously some great guests scattered throughout as well. Olin Krutz coming up at 7. DJ Moore is going to be here at 8. That's great. That's just great stuff. Brad Biggs at 9. As I mentioned before in the promo, Anthony Herron, Dan Wiederer joining Bernstein and Harris at 11 and 12 respectively. Then you got Kurt Warner jumping in with Spiegel and Holmes. Mark Grody at 4 o'clock. He was in the locker room. I played some of his audio already. I'm sure I'll have some great stuff at 4 p.m. with Spiegel and Holmes. And then Jalen Johnson is going to be closing out with the guys at 5 like he did last year. So make sure you guys are tuned in for that. Send the appointments up so that way you can catch the best coverage of your Chicago Bears on this Football Monday, this Plumbers 911 Football Monday. All right, Jalen Johnson had a lot to say in this locker room, and I want to play because it's just so funny. You just rarely see him on the screen, and it's because the quarterback's always going the other way, right, regardless of who he's on. Before I play that, just want to let you guys know, man, we are taking your text messages and phone calls. Want to hear what you got to say about this Bears team. Do you feel differently about your win totals and your playoffs? We've been talking about that. Is DeAndre Swift the most dynamic Bears running back since Matt Forte? People have been talking about that today. And don't forget, Tyler Ferengul said David Montgomery. But I said, remember, you kicked David Montgomery out of Chicago because you didn't think he was dynamic enough. All right? Something to think about when you're answering that question. So Bears playoffs, DeAndre Swift, and then one that I've been putting out there all day, and it's Caleb Williams' relationship. Which one is more important, he and DJ Moore or with Roma Dunze? Which one stands out to you? 312-644-6767. We'll also take your thoughts on the Bears as a whole. But Jalen Johnson, you know, obviously you're going to hear from him today at 5 o'clock with Spiegel and Holmes. But he talked about the offense making plays and what it does for the defense of the Chicago Bears.
About momentum. So, I mean, I think for them going out there making plays gives us even more juice. And I think at times when we don't get stuff like that, we have to figure out ways to keep getting ourselves going. But I think with them moving the ball, them making plays, the explosive plays, it does nothing but turn us up even more.
That's right. And I think it should do that for each side of the ball, right? When the Bears get that strip sack fumble from Montez Sweat, You put a touchdown on the board. You're working hand in hand. These are the moments where you start to feel good about your Bears team. Okay, this is what football should look like. Good defense, turnover, touchdown. Second half, Rams come out, put up points on the board with a field goal. Bears get a touchdown. Okay, you held them to a field goal. Defense, great. Check it out. We got a touchdown for you. Oh, Rams come down, score another touchdown in the second half. After that, in their second possession, could turn things around. But nope, offense got you now. Offense puts a touchdown on the board to create some more space between you and the opponent. It's hand in hand. That's why I felt so good. You're waking up this morning, you're wondering why you're so happy, because the Bears looked competent yesterday. Now, of course, there are things you can pinpoint. I'm not saying that. But they looked competent. On offense, they got you over 20, got you there. Or points total, team total points, got you to 24. And then, of course, on defense, held another team to under 21. Just feels good. But you got to do it week in and week out. And Jalen Johnson talked about the need to prove it, not only to themselves, but to this league.
I mean, I wouldn't say that it showed me something for the rest of the season. At the end of the day, we got to go out there and execute every week. So, I mean, I'm not going to say, we're just great right now. Like, nah, we got to go out there and perform. I mean, even for us, we're on defense. We've been doing good. We've been doing solid. But we never know what it's going to look like at the end of the season. So, really just taking it game by game, week by week, taking advantage of every opportunity we got.
Jalen Johnson talking right there in the locker room. Don't forget, you can catch him at 5 p.m. today on 670, The Score with Spiegel and Holmes. The last thing he said, and this is coming from a guy who just got paid, coming from a guy who wants to be great. And he talks about the importance because he understands how difficult it is to win in the NFL.
Was this a must-win game, sir? Yes, sir.
Every game is a must-win game.
But then it talks to you like even more important because you guys were 1-2 and 1-2.
Every game is a must-win game in this league.
I love that. Because that's really what, it's not baseball. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's a terrible, I don't want to mix sports here. Every game is that important, especially in the NFL. A sport that plays the fewest amount of regular season games. But what did you think about it? 312-644-6767. Got to be feeling good on this Victory Monday. Let's go out to the phone lines. George, on the south side, you feeling good after this Bears win?
Most definitely. Feels good to get a victory, you know, but the 2-2. I think this team plays great at home. I think that helps out a lot when they play at home, especially for that defense. You know, I think it gives them that extra boost to dominate out there. And, you know, got to give a shout out to Caleb. You know, he made some good passes. I mean, I think that's all he really needs to get is just the placement on that ball, making them tight passes in tight coverage, and once he gets that on lockdown, I'm pretty sure he's gonna be one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, when you're thinking about the Bears and specifically Caleb Williams, you mentioned the home victories, right? They've won 7 straight at home at Soldier Field, making it the longest streak since 2005-06. Shout out Chris Emma, staying on top of all of this. And then Caleb Williams, first quarterback selected number 1 overall in the Common Era to win his first 2 home starts. So you're seeing, you know, obviously you want to do that, and it could have been because of the beneficiary of some teams that were there. But nonetheless, getting your victories under your belt, like Jalen Johnson said, they are important, each and every one of them. But Caleb Williams, in your mind, from what you've seen, George, and we've talked a lot over the years on these overnights, are you impressed with him? Is he who you thought he was? Like, what are your thoughts on Caleb Williams?
Right now, I probably thought, you know, he will come out a little bit more on the stronger side, play a little bit more better. But, you know, he is a rookie, so, you know, it's a whole different game. So I feel like every day he's learning more and more how to read the defense, how to, you know, how to pass in the NFL, because it's not as easy as it is in college. So as long as he improves every day, every game, that's a good sign for us, you know.
And, George, let me ask you this. Who would you rather have him have a better relationship with? DJ, and I'm talking about on the field, right, like connection. DJ Moore or Roma Dunze?
It's a hard one, but I think Rome, because, you know, they got to grow together. Hopefully, if they both turn out to be good players, they're going to have a long, good career together in the future, and that's going to be the future of the Bears.
I hear you. DJ Moore, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Can't get paired up with a little boo thing. Nobody wants to have him pair up with Caleb Williams. It's always, everybody's been saying Rome all night. Except for you, Tyler. You brought up the good one. Tyler Farrengar, producing today. He said, hey, man, why can't DJ Moore find love? He's been having all these different quarterbacks. Why can't he find his Joe Montana?
Do you want to spend a segment listing every quarterback DJ Moore's played with?
We could do that on the other side.
It's a long list.
It's a long list. Hopefully, the quarterbacks that he plays with until the end of his career is a short one. And it only has one name on it, and that is Caleb Williams.
That is the hope.
That's right. All right, we got some more things to discuss. Got some more show to talk about, but I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. Your thoughts on this Bears victory. We'll listen to them next. Don't go anywhere. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's get back to Plumbers 911 Football Monday with Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
I know you don't go to festivals anymore. I know you don't know what an all-day party feels like at this age, but let me assure you, you are tuned into one right now. Started at midnight. I've gone all the way to 5 a.m., but it doesn't stop there. It's like a damn near 18-hour rave on the Bears. It started with me. You got the pregame show starting in just 15 minutes with Dustin Rhodes. That's going to lead you into Mully and Haw, then Bernstein and Harris. The debut kicks off at 10 a.m., that leads you into Spiegel and Holmes, and each and every one of them has a star-studded guest list for you. Mully and Hogg, I have Olin Krutz, DJ Moore, and Brad Biggs at 7, 8, and 9. The new show, Bernstein and Harris, they have Anthony Herron and Dan Weider at 11 and 12. Kurt Warner, Mark Grody, Jalen Johnson at 3, 4, and 5 on Spiegel and Holmes. Make sure you guys are tuned in so you guys can get the best of the best. All right, before I get up out of here, I want to take some phone calls, man. Give you guys the opportunity. You're the stars of the show today. Let's go to D on the South Side. D, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. Look, I just think that the coaching still, offensively, they're not good enough. We're going to see how good they are when they get back into the division, when they're playing in the division. I'm glad they won, but like I said, I'm not an Eagle fan at all. I just think that I don't think that they'll make the playoffs. I really don't. Offensively, they're not sound.
Let me ask you this, D, because the division games are still obviously yet to come, and there will be six of them. In the present, where the Bears stand from what you've seen personally, what do you think the record will be from those six games?
I think the Bears will probably end up winning about seven, eight games.
No. I meant from the six games that are left with their division foes. So they still have two against Minnesota, two against Detroit, two against Green Bay still. I'm curious what you think what the record of those games will be.
1-5.
1-5. Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Based off what you said in the beginning, I mean, that's ultimately what you're saying, that they just haven't matured to that level yet. So you don't think there'll be any turnover whatsoever? This is who the Bears are going to be this season.
Not this year.
Okay. So you haven't missed the playoffs by a couple games.
Yes.
Okay. All right, D. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I mean, I get it. If you're not impressed with what you've seen so far, or if you feel like it's a farce because of the competition that they faced, then yeah, you might say to yourself, the Bears will be 1-5 against the division. Oh, I struggle with that. I struggle to swallow that pill right now. 312-644-6767. There's still six games left in that division. I posed the question to D. I'm curious what you think their record will be. Feel free to text in. You can call in as well. Again, 312-644-6767. I mean, I thought D was going to say 500, and I was going to be happy with that. And 500, however you want to get there. Sweeping some teams, splitting with everybody, I don't really care. Let's go to Keith out in Kankakee. Continue the conversation going. Got some lines left before we get up out of here, Keith. What were you disappointed in yesterday?
I'm disappointed in Caleb Williams. I was led to believe that he was this elite throwing talent, and he's not. And he misses too many receivers on the deep ball. I mean, he's not accurate on the deep ball at all. Guys are open, and the ball falls short or it goes too far. He reminds me of a more mobile Kyle Orton in his throwing ability. I'm not happy with that guy at all. And I knew Jalen Daniels was better, because he played in a tougher conference and he ran a pro-style offense. And here Bears messed up again, and we get this guy. We should have kept Justin Fields. I'm telling the truth.
No.
We should have kept Justin Fields.
I didn't say anything. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Keith, relax. Hold on. Keith, if we're going to have a conversation, let's talk. Don't yell at me or come at me for saying.
I wasn't yelling at you. I'm sorry.
Keith, I've talked to you before. I know how defensive you get about Justin Fields. You brought him up at
You have never talked to me before. I've never called, man. I never called.
I'm talking to you right now. And I've talked to you before. I know who you are. We've had this conversation before.
No,
Keith.
You don't. Okay, go ahead, man.
I got you. Exactly. That's what I was talking about. And what I'm saying in that situation with Caleb Williams is you jumped on his throw from the beginning. I don't know, it's harsh. It's a harsh criticism for me, I guess, for me to swallow in this moment, Keith, where you come down on Caleb, you say the deep ball overthrows. You said short. I haven't seen too many short passes from Caleb Williams. They are overthrows. And Coach Eberflus has instructed him to make sure the ball is in the zero position where no one can catch it, not just his receiver, but not even the defender as well in those moments. The Kyle Orton comparison, I mean, Kyle Orton was like a short, accurate demon. He can get it done in those situations, right? And I think Caleb Williams wants to take those shots deep down the field. You've seen him show restraint today. You know, you've seen the check down, 7 targets, 7 receptions for a DeAndre Swift. Jaden Daniels, I mean, have you looked at who they've played on defense over the last 4 games? I mean, that might be something you want to check out, right? Whereas the Bears, right, Tennessee, stout up the middle, right? We knew that going into that game. Then you face the Texans. Tough. The Colts, even though the first 2 games, you can't say that a team, whatever they do in those first 2 games, then every single team is going to run for 200 yards against them. That's not going to be the case. So they're going to step up eventually, and they were 0-2, so they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. Rams come in. You know, again, I think it's way too early to say someone's a bust. That's wild. But, you know, when you have people that love Justin Fields, that's what you're going to get.
I just knew
he was going to come in at the very tail end saying Justin Fields.
I just want Caleb Williams to get the same sort of chance that the other two quarterbacks have been getting the last several. Like, give Caleb a shot. He's done nothing.
I don't think the majority of people feel like Keith, where they feel like.
I think he's one of the rare ones.
I mean, I think there are a lot of people that feel like him.
The majority does rule, though, in fact, let's give him a shot. I think he's earned our trust so far.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. It's harsh. But, I mean, you know, that's why we give the freedom to be able to talk about what you want. And hopefully Caleb Williams and the Bears can prove him wrong and win him over. Hopefully. Because I hope, too. I'll be very clear on that. What a ride, man. Don't forget. Plumbers 911 Football Monday is not just me. It's all day presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. So much stuff going on. We got Dustin Rhodes kicking off the pregame show in less than 10 minutes. That starts at 5. Mullion Hall. Brand new show, Bernstein and Harris, after that at 10. Spiegel and Holmes wrapping up the day. And some good guests today. Holden Cruz at 7. DJ Moore at 8. Jalen Johnson at 5. And a bunch of guests littered in that are just top tier and A-plus stuff, man. I want to thank Tyler Farengol for producing the overnight show today. Baby T. I said that's his radio name. Who gave you that name? It was me. I always forget that I gave him that name. Baby T, he's wearing the hat. Cocked to the side. That's why he's hard. He got the little hood nickname over there. I love it. All right, next time you will hear me, is less than 12 hours on B96. I'll be on 2 to 7 today filling in over there. So doing some double duty. So if you're riding around a little bit later, handling some errands, do that. But you got to be listening if you want to be filled with Bears news to 670 The Score. So make sure you're doing that, all right? Mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima, that means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You win a couple games, and you're all that in a bag of chips, and then you lose a couple, and you're the other thing. So it's water off a duck's back.